Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting 8th. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting 9th. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shelby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spears for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kiler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Deere is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deere hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randolph moves to second. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. 2 outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Kiler. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Kiler steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randolph hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Randolph scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Mike Munoz now pitching. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Freiman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Freiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Freiman hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Salas is 0 for 2 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Vaughn is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Munoz fields it and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph misplays the ball. That's an error on Randolph. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Cerce now pitching. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spears is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spears takes first base on 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spears moves to second. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hamilton bunts towards the mound. Cerce fields it and throws to first for the out. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spears tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Brewers. Mark Leiter now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Brewers. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson pinch hits for Mark Salas. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.